Back now with Day to Day and a look at history, or the people trying to preserve history. Countless small historical societies across the country are facing challenges to their mission. Shannon Mullen reports.
In Franklin, New Hampshire, last fall, there was an estate auction with an assortment of vintage toasters and hair dryers for sale, along with most of the Franklin Historical Society's collection of artifacts. The deceased was the society's curator, who was building the collection and storing it in his house. But he never put that in writing, and he didn't have a will. A judge let the society keep a few things, and now its president, Lee Webb, is storing them in a closet at his house, along with a handwritten note tacked to a shelf.
Now, if I die, I put this up here so it's very clear that everything in this closet belongs to the Historical Society.
These are all just newspapers
from
the town?
Yeah, those are newspapers from around 1870 to 1900.
Like many other towns, Franklin's Historical Society has never had a headquarters in its nearly 30-year history. That's why its late curator kept the collection stacked up in his living room. Webb says it was tragic to lose most of it before the society learned its lesson.
If you care about history and you want to preserve certain artifacts and you want to pass them on, do the work. Get the legal documents straightened away, because if you don't do that, they're in limbo and they could end up spread to the four corners of the compass.
New Hampshire, like a lot of states, has a local historical society for almost every town.
There are 206 or 7 right now, depending on who's just created one lately or which one's gone under.
Bill Vayette runs the New Hampshire State Historical Society. Last fall, his group surveyed the concerns of all of its local counterparts and found that while the majority are optimistic about their future, fewer than half are financially stable. More than 70% said they need to take stock and better care of their collections, everything from valuable Revolutionary War rifles to rusty gas pumps from the 1950s. Vayette says most societies report their aging memberships have plateaued or shrunk in recent years, and that few young people are getting involved.
I run into a lot of people who say that they would love to volunteer at the Historical Society, but they just don't have time because they're shuttling the kids around. You've got 2 people working in the household, that kind of stuff.
Vayette also says most local societies are too short on staff, money, and expertise to embrace the internet. Only a third have websites, despite getting more calls and emails from people looking for help tracing ancestry as Americans' interest in genealogy continues to grow. Professionals in the preservation field say most of the country's local historical societies face the same problems.
Well, I think one of the things that we have to think about is everything worth saving? How many spinning wheels really need to be preserved in America?
Terry Davis heads the American Association of State and Local History. She says she's thrilled that there's so much interest in preserving the past. But
frankly, I catch a little bit of flack for saying this because of the business that I'm in, but I'm quite sure some of them need to go away.
Davis proposes that some local societies could merge. She says a lot of states run them at the county level. The New Hampshire State Historical Society plans to help local groups digitize their old photos, build websites, and preserve their collections. In Franklin, Lee Webb likes those ideas, but he says it could be years before his society can rebuild a collection that's worth preserving and find a place to put it besides his closet. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.